Now, I want to discuss two things tonight. I can't say either one of them I understand 100%, but I think the discussion itself, I thought I did, but I realized I think I don't. And I think the discussion itself will be positive for us, I hope, okay? Now, if you remember, what we were trying to do, if you remember what we were trying to do last time, we tried to give an overview, okay, of first the Ramban talking about being bothered, you know, maybe this whole thing of a minyan mitzvah is the machlokes shnuya, and then accepting that even though it's machlokes shnuya, the halacha psuka, the halacha is taryag, and then he goes out and says there are many midrashim which also support that approach, and stam medrash, and then in the middle, towards the end, he has some type of medrash which poses a problem that the rabbanon seem to disagree with the medrash of simloi. And then he comes out, whatever it is, therefore you must assume that it was a kalochomosh misina, something like that. Which, you know, the evidence to make that jump is a little bit strange, but that's what he does, okay?
The principle that there's no machlokes in malachim misina is...
I'll be frank with you, okay? He doesn't mention this. That's the Rambam, really, that has that principle, okay? You don't really know in the Gemara Sanhedrin with kach kibalnu or kach nir beinenu that you can't disagree, okay? But the Rambam took that opinion. The Ramban, it's not clear that he's taking a stance over it. It comes out like that. That because once he's ready to say it's a Kabbalah, he tries to say that, so he asks the question, why did the Gemara ask? So the assumption is, it's correct, the assumption, you see, he asks the question, he says, that there's a Kabbalah, see, if there was a Machlokes, and a Halach is like that, in Bnei Amoraim, so then he asks the question, how this Tana worked everything out, okay? But if you say it's a Kabbalah, the question is, how does the Tana... Then the Ramban asks the question, how the Tana works everything out, and quotes this Kavachoyim from Chseiris and Yiseiris in Sefer Torah. So the assumption is, even though he doesn't mention it, is that a Kabbalah, there wouldn't be a Machlokes. Well, there can't be a Machlokes, I can't go about saying, but that point... of having to answer after he introduces the Kabbalah and saying, why did the Gemara deal with this question, v'idoch, v'idoch? So he says that that's not the purpose of Talmud Bavli because of the Kal V'Chaim, which I want to explain to you.
But is it clear at the end of the day that the Rabban there's a machlokes about Tayag? Or
no. No, there's no machlokes about Tayag. There's no machlokes about Tayag. But you see, he was ready to accept at the beginning there was a machlokes. And once he introduces the Kabbalah, he veers away from that. So you assume that he agrees with the Rambam, even though it's not clear 100%, but you would assume, because after he introduces that it's a Kabbalah, he says, Oibazay, so why did the Gemara ask the question, V'idoch? So V'idoch, maybe he disagrees. So you could say that the rule of thumb is to assume you agree with the Kabbalah unless proven otherwise. It's not Kilu. But okay, Chesed. But that's the rule of thumb to assume that he agrees. Okay. Now, I'd like to discuss two things, okay? Both of them, again, I thought I understood, but I realize I don't, okay? You know, I have somewhat of understanding. So you gain something from it, but I can't say I understand it till the end, okay? I didn't say anything to the end, but you know, you have a delusion. And here I have no illusions or delusions. Okay, let's now. I want to go in the opposite order because on Tez Zayin in the Frankel Rambam, you'll find the first column. He says, "V'nei hispashtu sechesban hazeh shom u'b'chol mokoyim noima shehu mosa biyodam." B'pi Moshe Rabbeinu Misinai. V'in kol zeh, einom nimnoi mimachlokuseyem, b'mitzvah min ha-mitzvahis, shezeh yoyim erushus, v'zeh yoyim ha-choyva. Ki yoydeya ho-yim erushus, sheish mitzvah malas ha-cheshbet. V'olei akpidu b'gmoro l'shol aleho, v'lem noisa. Mipinei oimek ho'inyon, oimek ho'inyon, v'richukoi, shivaru kol ha-teiro, v'yimnu mitzvayseho. So, he's saying there are two things, okay? Okay. I'm not sure if the, as he has, he says, oimek ho'inyon, v'richukoi, let's just learn the words, okay? And then he says, Oimekoinyon is the profundity, and vichukoi is the difficult, the fact that it's kikoivadvom. It's not distance. It's something within their grasp. Okay. Now. I'm not sure. It could be Shival Koratero Kulo V'yimnu Mitzvaseho is going on both of them. Okay, could be. We don't know. What? In other words, it means that was the next thing. Okay, I didn't know what it was. It means that a sine qua non to knowing minyan mitzvahs requires bir of kol ha-Torah kula. You have to understand kol ha-Torah kula, and then after that, you can begin to understand the mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. Okay? And that certainly is omok ha-inyan, and it could be also richukai. Okay? And it could be that's an expression of why it's oimek and lochok. You have to be via kol ha-Torah kula. And then you can be Moina Mitzvah. Then it says, Kmo She'omu B'dova Nakel Mizeh, as we found a similar statement in the Chachmei Mesera, in something which is less than this, I would assume that it might be Rochoik, or not rochoik as much, I'm not sure, but it's certainly not as profound as this. That's why it's not ill. Okay. V'nei se sefer teru v'nimne. The question is, of chseiris yiseiris. Okay. And what the Gemara says, it's since loy peki inon, we're not boki in it, therefore we don't do it. So something which is rochek, we're not on top of, we're not shoylet on it, okay? So we don't get involved in, okay? Correct? I don't know what it means. We'll see. We don't get, we're not boki in chseres yeseres, therefore we don't get involved in it, okay?
Speaking about the
Amoraim Nataraim here. Amuloyim. Okay. Abu Menastam Yisbuchu Azeh Aminyan Ki Hu Amukum B'Yodim. So it's a generally accepted principle, and they didn't go into the so you know, it becomes a very strange thing after this. That after he makes a statement that the Amuloyim didn't get involved in it because of Urichuko in Oimik Le'iyun or Inyan, and you have to Mevarko Tokula, and then you can make Minyan Mitzvahs. The Rambam has embarked on this, which maybe the Rambam doesn't hold like that, but he also has embarked on this because he has also has his Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay. But that's just a... That's not for Sefer, but just, you know, for Nichta B'tzidoi. Okay?
No, but maybe it means when they're talking about specific drushes, but it means you don't get involved in the whole thing, because it's separate shear. But maybe they're not against something that won't put look at the whole thing. Like
not
that.
Against it. And I'm saying it's not, in other words, it's not, it, I don't know if it's beyond them, but the at the scope of what they were trying to do at the point when they were saying, when they were Mesad the Meseches Kedushin, was not to Mesad the Kol HaTokua. That's what he clearly saying.
It's very logical.
Okay, it's all okay, I'm just saying. But the Ramban clearly has to claim such expertise in order to do this, because that's what he says is necessary. Okay?
He didn't say they also had the expertise, but they weren't dealing with that.
Okay. It's a very profound topic, and it's not the topic of the Talmud Bavli. Okay? Because it never took it up. Okay. We say that, I'm not saying that's... But that's nothing more, nothing less than that. Okay? That's what it says.
Sure.
Okay, good. Now, what I just like to do is slowly sort out what the issue of Talmud Bavli with Messiahs of Ches and Yeser is, and what the Kal V'Chomer is, and what exactly is happening over here. And this will be very interesting. Okay, to say this, what I did now, is very simple. I think it has to be said. I'm not sure if everyone does that, but it's that L'Cheira, it's clear that that's L'Cheira what's going on here, correct? Okay, now the next step, okay? The question really is, the assumption that the Rambam takes when he opens up Mishneh Torah is that there was a reserve from Aboyim Deiris, from Ish Mipi Ish until Ravino Rashi Lechera, correct? So it means, it means there was a living Messiah that went through to the end of the Amoroyim. So the question is, what was that Messiah all about, and what exactly is the expertise of Amoroyim, and what's exactly with Chaseris, Yiseris, and Taylor? Okay, say that. It's a difficult issue, but I don't know. Okay, good. So let's start slowly, okay? So there is a Tshuvas HaRashba. Okay? It's in the Chelik, which is called Amir Chotz Ramban, but it's not clear how many of those Tshuvas, or maybe three of those Tshuvas might have been to Ramban. It's not clear exactly what's going on. Basically, I'm not getting involved in this. But whatever it is, it's Amir Chotz to the Ramban. It's Tshuvas Amir Chotz. They say he refers to it that way, even though he himself says that it's not necessarily the Ramban at all, but since that's the way people have been published, so he refers to it that way. But say that. Tshuva. Reish Lamed Beis. This tshuva is also, there's a reference to it in the Chidushim HaMiyuchasim Haran, which are not Haran, because he quotes the Ran in Sanhedrin and Rav Daud. Okay? Tshuva goes like this. Tshuva. Midaiti shekeno emes. Sheim oisifin v'gorin b'chol mokoy u'mokom b'sforim. al pi hamiseres ve'al pi medrasi hagoda. Lefi shenechagu mekoymois ve'arotzois al pi hachameim avikim b'chseis yiseres. Kids said there were those that were booking Chseus Yiseus, and there is a machlokes about them. Ukimedumuli, afilu b'mikro u'miseres, I guess, I'm not sure exactly what mikro, what he meant before and after was okay. Kimachlokes ben Osher u'ben Naphtali. Those are the Balei Diktuk of the great Balei Diktuk of the Western and the Eastern. Ubei ma'aravoy le'madin tinchoy. Ukedoyna. Shebezeh toli ma'ashadoshu b'chi chozeku mimenu artikri menu ela mimenu. Whatever that means. Abu pisha b'cholat form haksuvim etzleinu ein chilik b'milas mimenu bein shenoyfo al rabim bein shenoyfo al yochid Apa pisha v'kol moksha kol mokoim kinu inun vav l'rabim v'lofer u'yochim b'digeshut elishani sovoke shebei mandichoy u'maroboy hoye machlokes bimenu she'echod noeg boy kibishar kinuim l'halpois koshu b'yodim to make it soft v'echod noeg kiminik mekoimenu l'dagesh hakol to make it dogish. Uchimeduma shekei motzosi b'sifrei hamiseira sheish machlokes b'mendichoy l'maravoy. Okay, I don't know exactly meduma he found, he didn't, but that's what he says. Okay, now we're going. Okay, now he says mikom okoyim. B'chol ma shebo b'talmud derech ikodim. Kikalnas, kalnas, ukibasukois litritofois, ubein ainloi, biud, dashin in ayinolov, umidaliksiv beloyud, ayinolov midaliksiv beloyud, kmo me ain mem aleph nun libilom, shaolov donim ike irusha, Shemeshameshes voileches b'ze vaday misaknin amiut. If there's a problem and there's a mesira in Talmud Bavli which has halachic ramifications based on a drosha, you would use that and you would change this form based on that. V'chein b'chol mokoyim u'mokoyim v'afilu v'chseyus yeseyus misaknin amiut al piyoloyim. However, okay, if there's no klal, I assume, you say acharav nahates. That's what he's trying to say now. It says acharav nahates. But that doesn't apply in another case where there's a mesir in the Gemara about the halacha. V'shaninu b'mesech ha-seferim, omer ish lokish, gimu svorim, nimse'u ba'azola. Sefer Ma'on v'Sefer Zatute v'Sefer Hu v'Yechad Motsu Ma'on Elokei Kedem v'Shnai Motsu Kosu Ma'ono Elokei Kedem, and they were Mavato L'Shnayim at the Tervis Echad. I mean the Mato L'Echad the Tervis L'Shnayim v'Yechad Motsu Zatute B'nei Yisrael v'Shnai Motsu Nari B'nei Yisrael v'Yechad Motsu Kosu Achad Osehi v'Shnai Kosu Achad Osehu. Okay. The Sefer Tereshev Azora. Okay. And the Rashba does an amazing thing and says that that din of Sefer Tereshev Azora, which we relied on Reiv, applies to Sforim in general. Okay. These are machlekes between the Kiyas Sefer and the Radvaz, whether it means Sforim in general, Reiv or Sforim Olam, or the Reiv from the Sforim of the Yochim from the Messiahs. Okay, you'd rather have it to be the latter, but you can't be sure. Okay, l'cheir, what you really want to do is end up with something like the latter, because the Maila of Sefer Torah Shabazorah is that was a Sefer Meduyuk. And that they were magia the Sefer Torah of Melech from the Sefer Torah Shabazorah. Okay? And then one could really disagree with this whole tshuva and claim that the whole Maila of Maseir was only the Sefer Torah Shabazorah. Okay, but Rashi doesn't go for that. See, so that's what we have here. Okay? So now, so what comes out, you'll find, for example, in the Talmud, in Eilat Treifus, that the Gemara says Kidol Oimer is two words written on Shita Achas. Written on Shita.
One sheet,
but it's two words written on sheet achas, because it's really one word, but it's like Bat Sheva, two words written on sheet achas. Okay, now you will not find in our Sifrei Torah that it's written Kidoloimer. Okay, I'm not sure what Rashba has, but okay. Also, there's a whole issue in the Talmud Bavli of how Luka is it a Shem Hashem. And is it a mapik or not? And Rav Shapsi Sefer assumes that it's not a mapik because he takes general kol psach in the Moab psachim. You should assume that it's one word, not a mapik. Okay, it's an expression of glee and thanks or whatever to do with God. Okay, it's a question of how you pronounce it, haluka or not. Okay, that's why Rav Shapsi Sefer takes all his. Is it based on Talmud Bavli? But the amazing thing is, in the Rambam, who chose the Sefer Psak, doesn't quote the Gemara about Kidol Oimer, and also doesn't quote the issue of Haluka. Okay? Just a fact. Okay? He does make a statement and here it is. It first of all, where is it? Let's start with this. He does tell you, first of all, in the Ram Hilchos Melachim, that the Womagia Sefer Torah Shemelech was Sanhedrin HaGadol. So you get the impression Sanhedrin HaGadol was responsible for the Maseiros both in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. Okay? However, it's not clear at all that's the case. First of all, Talmud Bavli does have the efficacy of Sanhedrin HaGadol, and that's the Ram Kuli says in Nagdomo that the Lavli Sosol by Sanhedrin HaGadol, and that's what he says. Gam Yisboye Mehem Vom Shigodol Chachamim Univim Shibachol Dovu Dola Sosiyog Vatoish Nem Mishmat Mis Mishmatay. And the fish also lost him. She never lost him. And I don't know if she even knew small. But he was spot the medina of Floyd. She like him when Moshe Rabbe Dom by him a bed and she always had dog. The medina she turned into Russian apostle. He's come. Has a cane of a gum or a din kahu. Hakol chiba ravina ravashi. The ravashi big more. Chiba ravashi almost Moshe ad yomo. So chen lo yisosol the drashas. I mean, they're the Baal HaMaseira. Okay. So I asked myself, so what's this group of Torah Shebiksav? I'm just trying to understand that. I'm trying to take this in the broader point of view. what's going on here? Okay? So I opened up that Dhamma to the Rambam, and I found something very strange, which I can't say I've noticed in the past, or maybe I did before, but let me read it here. Kol HaMitzvah, let's start again. We thought you read it, you thought you understood it, okay? Let me show you something. Kol HaMitzvah, SheNitnu Lo LeMoshe B'Sinai, B'Feirusha Nitnu. It means that they were with the Mesorah of Pirushim HaKabbalim, whatever Teresh Shlach that came with them, right? SheNe'ema V'etna L'cho Et Lucha Yisoeven V'Teirah V'HaMitzvah. Teirah Zu Teresh Shemiksav. V'HaMitzvah Zu Pirusha. V'Tzivon L'Asayis V'Teirah Pi HaMitzvah. That's okay, correct? Then he makes the following statement, which you usually brush over, but it's a very important statement. Kol ha-teira kosva Moshe Rabbeinu kodim shiomus b'ksav yodoy v'nosan seifa l'chol shevet b'shevet v'seifa echod nosnuhu Ba'alon le'ed. There was one that was put into the Olam HaKadosh as an aid, a Sefer Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Shenema lokeich es Sefer Torah hazeh v'samte Moshe Vav v'goyim v'amitzvah she'i pirush HaTorah lekosvo el tziva bo v'skenim for Yeshua, for Yeshua, for Yisrael, Shnema, es kol ador v'ashe, anufi mitzah v'eschem, v'yisri sishmo olaseis. B'nei zeh dikot teresh v'alper, apa pishol nichtavo. Teresh v'alper, lom de meishe, rabbeinu kulu, v'ez dino l'shim v'zakenim, v'lozo pinchos, v'yeshua, shloshim kibbut meishe, v'yeshua, shu talmido, shal meishe rabbeinu, mosa teresh v'alper, v'tzivo olam. So it seems to be, over here to me, quite clear that the Mesiris is a Mesiris of Torah Shema Peh, not a Torah Shema Ksav Bechlam. It happened to be in the Hagor of Sefer Torah Shema Melech that Sanhedrin, Ki'ilu, was the Magia. But it's not that Sanhedrin was the Ba'ilim on Torah Shema Peh. The Torah Shema Ksav is Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no Mesorah Bechal. He put it in the Olam Le'ed, and he gave a one to each Shevet V'Shevet. And his whole discussion about Mesorah only involves about Teresh Shvah Peh. Okay. That, Ilu Le'bosa El V'Shul Dovah Zeh, Dai V'L'Chayr, Ado Shtei Nama. Correct? It's a very important observation. Okay. And even if you're ready to assume that the Sefer Torah Shebazora, you know, is a Chal Hashem, which L'Chayra, that's where you can get, because the Agor from Sefer Torah Shemelech was based on it, okay? It could be that it's Daf from the Sefer Torah Shebazora, and it could be also that it didn't from Eid, or Kol Eid, and that there's a separate halachas. And the stam that the muvat was shnayim and echod, and the type of sefer Torah Shabbazor for shteich, but other sfom and rash befaz achram lahatayis. The moment say mehechiteise. In fact, in the moment we cotton, in the chesem of days, the moment say emagin ois achas afilu besefer Ezra. And the Pirush Miuchas Rashi Moed Cotton over there. Tima Masel Fibu Sefer Ebe Sefer Ezra Sefer Tera Shel Ezra Vani Shamati Azoro Bo U Pirushoi Sefer Mugo Hoya Ba Azoro Shimeno Hoya Magin Kol Sifrei Goyla. And I just only said one thing. It's not even clear as a din over here. Rash shehoyu magim. That was the meaning. Because it was, oh, that was the sefer. Kach nogu. The Ram writes, I didn't say, Mamet's not saying anything. Just information now, but I think after this, your head will be screwed straight. Even though, we'll realize we don't understand anything. Okay? Next comes the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin u'Mezuzah v'Sefer Torah per ches halacha dalet u'lefi shereisi shibush gado b'chol ha'sforim she'is v'dvorim eilu v'chein ba'alei ha'meseres she'kesvin u'mechabrim lo'idia p'sukhois והסתומויס נחלוקים בדבורים אלו במחלקס הסבורים וסרים חן עליהם וסרים חן עליהם ראיסי לכתב הינו כל פרשייס התאירו הסתומויס והפסוכויס it's very good thing he did it because everything we have now in פסוכס and סתומויס is based in the Rambam and there's one part about פסוכה לסתומו in the middle of Sefer Vayikra which in Machlok is the Teimonim and us what the Rambam meant. But everything is based on the Rambam. Ha'psuchot l'tzuvas ha'shirois k'dei l'saken aleihem kol ha'svorim u'lagia mehem. V'sefer she'somchu olov b'dvorim eilu hu ha'sefer ha'yadu b'mitzrayim shukuro arbo'o v'eschim svorim. The Rambam is not talking about Goyim. There's one sefer and that's it. Okay. Even the word is Shehoye B'Yushalayim Mikam Shonim Lagim Imen Asvorim V'Olam Hoye Akol Seimchim Lefi Shegiyu Ben Osher V'Diktik Boy Shonim Rahalbe V'Yegiyu Pomim HaRabois Kmo Shetiku V'Olam Somachti B'Sefer HaTera Shekasavti Kilchosay. So out of the Maseiris, a Persian Miksaaf of the Torah, it's only Ben Osher. Okay? That's what he says, correct? And there's no if and or buts, or dos is dos.
When did he live?
Ben Osher lived in the, I'd say in the common era in the 900s, something like that.
Why him?
Okay, what he did, you have to understand, okay, this is out of the framework of this, but I'll explain to you just a little shit, a little bit. I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you another idea too, okay? This is out of framework of what I meant to say this year. You have to understand that different places put the Dovish Chosin on different things. Tfelia, the Yishuv in Tfelia in the... maybe it's 800, it's 800, I'm not sure. It basically was a yeshuv to work on and make sure we have the proper messengers on the Choftal Tzvot. And it was even more than that, okay? You have to understand the messengers on Nekudos in Tveria was different than the messengers in Shaarei Yisrael and in Boho. It's just, you know, this. In Tveri it was 7 Nekudos, which you know. Okay. In Sharitz it was 5, which is the Havor, which is the basically the pronunciation, the Sephardic pronunciation. Okay. In Bov it was 6. Okay. Okay. And frankly, the Radak's big problem was to work with his 5 Nekudos and to accept Ben Osher, hook, line, and sinker, and to set up a system of TikTok, which worked. You know, and, okay, the question is, you know, when did people begin pronouncing it, and how did it happen? But Ben Osher spent, he didn't write the Sefer Torah, it's not really a Sefer Torah. It's not real. It's a, like, a codex, okay? which was a hatoka, and which simply signs on the side and the back with the kudes and mamish all over. Everything is there. You don't have the same material with the kudes, right? Okay? And this is what the Rambam put his thing. In fact is, there is a story, I don't know if it's apocryphal or not, that the Rambam in Krakow, when he wanted to write a Sefer Torah, asked the Beis Yosef, I don't know if the Beis Yosef sent it to him, without being asked, Beis Yosef sent the Rambam a talker of the Ben Osher, which the Beis Yosef himself did, like, or commissioned, I'm not sure exactly how it happened, and he wrote a Sefer Torah based on
that. We have this thing today?
Okay, now that's the next thing, okay. This Sefer Torah just in Krakow. In fact, there is a legend, Kielu, that my late wife's Elta Zeda, I don't know like how many days back, Rabbi Kivio Schlesinger, who's a very famous personage, put keys to Shalim and Shabbos, whatever, I don't know if you know, you ever heard of him. He was the. He had an aliyah on a certain Lag BaOmer who was in Krakow. In Tovshin Gimel, Nevad Ikvus of the Sefer Torah. It existed until Shin Gimel in Krakow. It was almost Sefer Torah. They might have brought it out maybe 2-3 times a year. And one of the times was, I think, Lag BaOmer. I don't know exactly. I don't know Lag BaOmer's material Torah. So it happened to be on Monday. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't get it exactly. That's the way it goes, okay? So basically, for all intents and purposes, it's not even clear that according to the Rambam, that if the Bavli comes to a certain achor and alocha, and the Mesira goes a different way, you might pass the Bavli and the Teresh of Alpeh, what they conclude from it, even though the Pasuk is not like that. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but that's... I'm not, some would tell me that you can write, I wouldn't be bothered by it that much, but okay, I don't know, maybe you would, but that's it. So far information is, I'm trying to present this in a very clear fashion, okay? I never understood the Rashba about Rav, what is Rav doing anything, so the same issue almost. Similarly, for example, when they talked about Leif Chachmel or Ado or something like that, so Abchaim used to say, of course, who you count, how you count them. You know, when you have the Sefer Ben Osher, which the Rambam, talks about and the way he talks about it, what else do you count exactly, okay? For example, Xavier Leningrad, which he leaks, I don't know if Koren, you have to check out, I know you probably find that, I don't have no clue. What the Koran is based on. I think it might be based on Ksavir and Leningrad. There were about 270 or 60 something mistakes in Ksavir's Yeseyas. Okay? In Ben Osher, I don't even know if there are any. I'm not sure, maybe any or one. I know Himamish, years and years and years he worked on it. Okay? The Mesir is a diktuk for Ben Osher. I mean, that's what his life was. Okay?
No computer.
Okay? I say it's impossible, and the problem was that the Sefer, this thing is in the museum now, okay?
The codex or the thing?
The codex itself. It was smuggled from Syria, but it's not clear, somehow the whole Torah until somewhere in the middle of Kisovo was ripped out, okay? Okay, that's the Aleppo codex,
yeah.
Okay? It was brought, I think, by the Rambam's son, from Mitzrayim to Aleppo, to Chachalva. Okay? And it's not clear whether it was the Ben Tzvi Institute, or they claimed that there were riots in Aleppo at the time, but they claim they sent the Sefer to a hole. I mean, it's not clear what happened to it, but it just, there are Hatokas before, but any Hatok is not Musmach, you understand? Unless you force that, that we don't have that, okay? This doesn't exist. So that is the story, okay? That's what it is. We certainly accept the Psuchas and Stumas and Ben Osher. Hook, line, and sinker, because we accept the Rambam. You have to understand And it's also out of the purview of what I'll talk about tonight. The Maseiros in Ashkenaz, in Sefer Teicha, was an absolute disaster. Because you understand, when you're London, you can't be magia something, so you have a kasha. But they did. You know, the parashas of Tefillin, there was more than what there was stumas and psuchas in the middle of them. In the Sefer Teicha, in Ashkenaz. Okay? So therefore, it certainly, even before Ben Osher was discovered again, okay, the Maseiros, the Ashkenazim, everyone accepted. There were two Rishonim that were very much involved in Maseiros. That was the Yad Rama and the Miri. Okay? And for some reason they accepted Rama more than the Miri. I'm not sure exactly why, whatever it is, but that's the story. But it's not an Ashkenazic source. You can talk about Lomdus, okay? But you can't, when it comes to writing a sefer, like, you know, blind, whatever it is, they are class, okay? So that's the story, okay? So now, there are two issues, okay? So they're not gawky in it, okay? So therefore they don't say anything about it, okay? But when they make a drusha, so what does that mean? They're not booking you say this, you say this, okay? Correct? That's very clear. The whole machlik is between the Ram and the Rashba, especially if you accept the Kiyas Sefer, the way he interprets the Rashba, that he's not saying grace from Svalim Bekiyim, is there a way of being conveyed Svalim Bekiyim, or once you have Ben Osher, everything is Kiyu falls by the wayside, okay? Okay, but you understand, even Ben Osher, it's not the Sefer Torah Shevazorah. Even those that claim that as close as you can have it, or those is thus, doesn't make sense. Okay, okay, but that's what you have. Okay, so the question is then, so they won't book in Chaseis Yiseis. Okay, so can they say something about it? Is there any samchus in Talmud Bavli when they speak about Tershev Iksav?
There's drushes all over the place.
There's different issue. That's exactly what I was very careful about. You can make a drusha and you think that this is the based on that's what the gears and the thing is, okay? Is that mechayiv you that's the Maseiros, the drusha, are the two things interrelated? That's the question. And that's the Rashi claims that it is. But I'm not sure, even though it don't make no sense, I'm not sure that actually halacha l'maaseh should be. For example, you'd find that the difference between Ben Osher in Kanois and Kanois, I'm not sure which one you'd accept. You understand what I'm saying? It's confusing, okay? The question is, number one, if they would say something about it, you have to listen to them. Talmud Bavli. In other words, the same way Talmud Bavli is at least also in Toshav Al-Peh. Okay? So I would say a priori that once it's out of the purview of Toshav Al-Peh, even though it might sound like Kfira, but L'Chorah, if you accept the Rambam exactly the way he formulates it, okay? No, for example, Talmud Bavli tells you to take a certain medicine, okay? Is there L'Sosso not to take it? Very, very difficult, nothing to do with Maseiros and Toshav Al-Peh. Okay? So the question is, do they have, in other words, but then it comes to something very strange. I mean, can do Talmud Bavli express themselves on issues which they have absolutely no samchus of Lysosu to say anything about? Okay. Okay, I can see I'm just we're going beyond the pale or something. But okay.
But so we don't accept the drush of Benelo?
No, so I'm saying you're not going to. No one is going to say we don't accept that drush. Okay. Correct.
The question is those thoughts, are you saying?
So the question is the drush you certainly have to accept. The question is, do you take the next step And any time the drosha, and even the drosha would be against the Mesiris, you would change the Sefer Torah based on the drosha or not. I don't know, but that's what I'm just saying. It's not clear to me, you know, that you... I just don't know. I mean, I could imagine not saying like the Rashba in terms of that. Okay, good.
I haven't been having to do that.
Okay. You know, there's a bias in Torah Shabbat Peh. I understand logically it doesn't make any sense, but since it's a Mesirah, since they are bailing to Darsh and the Psukim, I can assume they can dash in the psuk kafish and nil bay name. It doesn't bother me that much. I can sleep at night, okay? I can say. But, you know, it does bother me. But maybe it's true. For example, okay? Let me ask you a question, okay? I may ask a big fear. Someone who puts on their left shoe before their right shoe, okay? Are they overlooked also from the Talmud Bavli of Vino Vashi? No, I'm talking. No, you're supposed to tie the left shoe and then the right shoe. But you put your right shoe on and then left. Okay, good. So I'm saying someone who puts his left shoe on first. That's what I said. I was very careful. Okay. Then puts his left shoe on first. Does he violate Lissasso? You notice that the Rambam doesn't quote the business about which shoe you put on first. Okay. So I would suggest there's a lot of things the Rambam doesn't Talmud Bavli, the Rambam doesn't quote. Okay. So the question is, I'm not getting on clear. Maybe the Rambam holds, okay, that the efficacy, the same way it doesn't quote Kid Goloimer, because it's not Machayiv anything. Okay. It's not Machayiv. Because that's not the area of samples. Okay. It's not the area of samchus, okay? But it isn't a little strange to express an opinion about something you have no samchus. But I don't know. I don't know what to say. Okay? Am I going over the line here?
By medical things, they talk about it all the time.
I put it on the quote that
he says because it's not binding. He says the fair.
Okay, good. So I'm just saying maybe all the other things, maybe only what's binding in Talmud Bavli. Is only that's why he's very careful in that Gomma of what they're
why
talking.
Why do you see that being difficult? Of course, it's easy.
Okay, good. But I just it's difficult for me to imagine. I just don't understand why you would incorporate something to Talmud Bavli when Talmud Bavli is supposed to be really the Mesiris and talk about things which are not Negeia and you have no sound to talk about it and it's Tam, you know, and if you say Birchas HaTorah on it, you can't make a Birchas HaTorah. You can look this daft. That has I'm not allowed to talk. I don't have nothing to say because we're not going to get anywhere. Okay, you understand what I'm saying?
You have a whole daf of medical stuff. I'm not sure you're sitting in the Torah, are you?
Okay, good. So you have to stand my own. Okay, but say it. It's all with me. I'm okay. Okay, now. But then, what's the shot? The Gemara. The Gemara says we don't take the Sefer Torah and count it because we're not Bekiyim. But if we would be Bekiyim, we would have to. Okay? Okay? I'm just getting started. I'm trying to put in front of you questions which I think are very, very important. Okay? Which I'm not sure they were thought about. And I'm not sure that people would say I'm a Kefa. And I'm just telling you, that's Lecher Voshtet in the Gemara. The Gemara says, that with the reason why we're not counting a nice safer than the Nanas, the Gemara says, no, we're not Bekiyim. So Ramban derives from that. The Ilu would be Bekiyim. We would get involved there. We don't get involved in things that are not Bekiyim. Therefore makes the Kavu Chaymah to me in our mitzvahs. Correct? Ramban takes this Gemara, hook, line, and sinker, and dash the Gemara the Kavu Chaymah. Correct? Hello? Correct? Okay, no. Everyone was okay. I knew this. This is the point. This is where you point. This is the point of no return. Okay. Okay. So the chayyim that the rabban doing correct or incorrect? Okay. Okay. Next step.
Did they take the slip again?
Okay. Or, I'm not taking any step. All I said, the Rabban says that the reason why we don't ask the question v'idoch in terms of minyan mitzvahs, what he thought, because since they were not booking chaseus yisayus, and therefore they didn't count them, so kal v'chomer we don't count them, correct? So he's taking that gemara seriously. So l'chomer comes out in that gemara that if we would be booking in chaseus yisayus, our obligation would be to count them, correct?
And therefore?
But why is that obligation to count them? Who is the Baal Tosh of Ksav? Who is the Baal Tosh of Ksav? What sorts of Talmudons? What do they do? What do they get involved in this? Okay? Is that a reasonable question? Okay. So I just don't get it, okay? And the question is, and after we count it, okay, it's a mechay something? Or the Gemara means their bekiyas is that they would have the Sefer Teresh of Azog or something like that, and they would be able to base it on that? So the separate inyan to mekay the Meseris. But it's out of the flame of the Talmud Bavli. It's in the flame of the Talmud Bavli. Where is this? Okay. So I don't catch the Gemara 100%. Okay. And I don't catch Bechlal because, again, someone learns the Gemara. Let me ask you a different question. Someone learns the Gemara of Shita Achas, the Kiddul Oim is on Shita Achas, okay? And says Birch Teir, and learns that tomorrow. Is the Talmud Teir on it? That was the Talmud, that was the Babli's interpretation, that was the B'nai Ma'arovot, that was B'nai Ma'adinch, that's the way they looked at the Mesiris Teresh of Iksav. Or there was discussion about Luke, but the Ram doesn't quote it. So Chayra, the Ram is saying they have no Samchus in that issue. But they got involved in it, okay? Okay? Now, I only ask, okay, so then, but he says, okay, but he says that whatever it is, the Kal V'Chomer, Min HaMitzvos. Okay? Min HaMitzvos, the question is, what does it go under? L'chayu, there was Maseiris. He quoted Ramban, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? About the minyan, correct? So L'chayu is part of Torah Shmarpeh. So L'chayu, it's certainly something which we should get involved in, correct? So, what's the Kal V'Chomer? It's taka, well, it's richuk and kal and omuk and not omuk, you know, it's very nice, but you're talking about apples and bananas, okay? Because the Mesiris, the Teresh of Iksav, Bukhal is out of the Pirma Bukhal for Talmud Bavli, okay? But this is, the Ramban says, Alachum Shesinai. And even further, okay? Even further. And I'll close the discussion with this, even further. I did not give this shiur yet. It's a shiur later in Cherish Aleph. But I have a whole shiur on the Rambam of how he learns the Gemara in Eruvin of Ketzad Seder HaMishnah. And the Rambam learns Ketzad Seder HaMishnah that Moshe Rabbeinu's limud with Klal Yisrael was a limud of Tayag Mitzvahs. And they were Moshe, the Mikra, and separate Megillahs of each mitzvah, and with the Torah of Alpeh on it. And that was Ketzad Seder HaMishnah. And that was Maseiris, that's the Yeshuot, that's the Ram, that's the Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron, and to the Bonov, and to the Zekein, all those, that's what it is, Adosh Tech Nechamba. Okay? So this was the syllabus of the Maseira. So I don't know, according to the Ramban, I had my doubts, according to Ramban, that that that's the syllabus of the Messiah. Okay, I have my doubts about it. Okay, but according to the Rambam, such a kal v'chaima doesn't make any sense. Certainly, with a kal v'chaima, because the Ramish is that's what the Messiah is all about. That's what it is. So, according to the Rambam, I'm certainly left dry with the Rambam's kasha of the idoch, because, you know, so they don't get involved. I feel the same point to the Rambam. They get involved in the text of Torah Shebichsav if they have an idea about it. You know, if the kuti idea is ever, it's important for us to have knowledge about things, even though not some they have no samchus on it. Oh, but that's what the whole Messiah is about. And that's what they're all about. They're about Tayyag Mitzvahs. They're about their Torah Shebaalpeh. That Torah about the Mitzvah. Not the Chat Torah about Mitzvah. That's what Mishnah Torah is all about. Mishnah Torah is about Torah Shebaalpeh. And what is Torah Shebaalpeh about? The Messiah of Tayyag Mitzvahs. So if you're not going to ask the question of Yidduch, there's nothing to ask any questions about Bechlal. The comparison of Lubakian to this is just, to me, very, very odd.
Very loose.
Okay, you see, I don't know. It's very odd. You know, I asked Edor for last week, you know, to include Halachim Rishinai, you know, okay, good. But to make this Kavachima over here. You know, but he clearly is saying that the expertise you require, your decent quarter cool or whatever, it's true, okay? But you can't mention the Kabbalah. What do you want here? Okay. So this was the first issue I wanted to present, okay? The second issue I wanted to present was the Ram has I don't know if it's Agadah, he has a certain phrase which I just want to try to make out, which also don't understand. And I also want to explain the whole question about the Shir Hashirim Rabo or the Mezrash Chazas and what's going on with the Dibros in Mipio. I'll do that next week if you want. You know, if you do want, maybe I'll spill over a little bit and speak about it sometime. You decide, think about it between yourselves and send me during the week how long I should split up the various parts.
Whatever,
I'm okay. I just don't know. You have to ask yourself how long you want to stay and how long you want the thing to be. And I'll split it up a little bit. I'll say a little bit. But I mean, I think these questions are like, you know, basically about, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm a kifer. But these are very important issues.
The Rambam says clearly there's no samchus except Ben Asher for the Sefer Torah. It's not clear, it's the Rambam.
Yeah, I understand that. But Ben Asher, the question at the time of Talmud Bavli, maybe it was them. The question is Ben Asher and the Talmud Bavli, there were a few hundred years before Chassidus HaTalmud. But the truth is, the expertise in Mikra was really in Eretz Yisrael. Okay?
They were seriously not the king, you're saying. The question didn't know.
Yeah, that's serious. You say this, but I don't know. I don't know what more to say. Okay, Beseda.